direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6
for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Tuesday, 5 o'clock, it's time for Discorder Radio. Lots on the show today, as always, including Shindig Night Number 3, Halloween Recap, a bit of a blues set, and so much more. Got a jam-packed show for you. It's Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Started off right now with Dead Soft, Never Forever, to kick off November on Discorder Radio.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Discorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. It is November now, 4th of November. We are now into a brand new month, which means a brand new Discorder magazine. Looking real cool data plan on the cover. Right off the top, by the way, we heard from Dead Soft, who not only has a great little review in our under review section of the brand new Discorder, but is also number one on the CITR charts right now this month. Dead Soft with their self-titled release on Kingfisher Blues, and that was Forever. Never Forever, to kick it off today on Discorder Radio. It's November 4th. It's now, I guess we're into this post-Halloween hangover phase? How was everybody's Halloween? I'm here with DJ CJ, Liz Holiday, and Matt Muse.
Hello.
How we doing all?
Great.
Good, yeah.
Yes, we weren't a unified whole for Halloween, despite the rumor, but did everybody get a chance to have a good Halloween nonetheless?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots of one-word answers, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, post-Halloween is either a hangover state or a state of complete sheer fright, but mine was hungover.
Okay. And you were, what were you for Halloween?
I was a pirate, kind of like a modern-day really nicely dressed up pirate.
A sexy pirate?
Well, old ladies were giving me looks, so yeah, okay. Sure, why not? Nice. Sexy pirate. Ow.
How about you, Liz Holiday? What were you for Halloween?
I was Ninja from D'Antwoord.
Ah, okay, good. This is the music theme happening here, very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, music theme. My best friend was Yolandi, and we rocked it, and it was great. I got fake tattoos. I felt very aggressive.
You look great in that onesie of yours, too.
Thank you. I was very comfortable. Onesie. I was extraordinarily comfortable.
Nice. So did you get a chance to actually engage in any D'Antwoord-esque activities? Like karaoke or something along those lines?
Sadly, no. I did get to blast some D'Antwoord at the party I was at, which I think confused a lot of people. Mm. But, I mean, I think drinking counts as a D'Antwoord-esque activity, so...
Okay, fair enough.
Yes. In a way, it was good.
Nice.
It was a good choice.
Matt Muse, fresh off his Eastern Canadian swing. You arrived back in town that night.
I did, yes.
And what were you able to throw together in the wee hours?
Kind of weird pig mask I had sitting around my house. It was kind of freaky. Wore that around. That's all I got.
Okay. But you did engage some kind of Halloween-esque activity. Didn't you go check out a show?
Oh, yeah. I went to a screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Which I've never seen in theaters before.
Cool. So how was that experience?
It felt like about half the jokes landed, you know, like the peanut gallery comments that people make. Like some of them were good, but some just kind of felt like people were trying too hard. But there were people who were like lip syncing and like dancing up front in like full costumes and stuff. And so it was an experience. It was
nice. Good. A nice festive Halloween experience. I myself was planning on a different costume, but because of circumstances beyond my control, I got stuck working in my other job until about 9:30. So I was forced to rock my office, much more office-safe Halloween costume when I went to the Cobalt, which was Bob Marley, or I guess generic Rasta.
I'd say it was generic Rasta.
Generic Rasta, okay.
Generic Rasta.
Yeah, man. Everton was Irie.
Oh,
Everton
no.
Balance.
Wow.
Everton Chris.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I can't tell if that was an oh, no, you didn't, or oh, no. All right. Anyways.
Wow.
But it was good because at the Cobalt, it was their Come Friday Halloween tribute show. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. I felt I had to do something kind of music theme, at least. And in case you hadn't been listening the last couple of weeks, the Cobalt this past Friday was awesome. We had four great Vancouver bands dressing up and performing sets as four legendary performers. And they include The Actors, New Values, The Spots, Jody Glenham, and Sunshine all went and performed as The Clash, The Sex Pistols,
Blondie,
thank you, and Aerosmith. I may have mixed up the order in there a little bit, but it was a great night all in all. Good times at the Cobalt. Yeah, and the Cobalt actually will be doing another fun and interactive situation happening this week, and we'll get to more of that in a little bit. But right now, Matt, we want to give you the stage here because I know you got to take off. It's been a whirlwind for you. He just gets back from Halifax. He just got to the studio for the show, and now you got to take off to the Commodore. Why? And what's happening there?
Well, tonight there's a show going down by a band that we played a couple weeks ago on the show back in September. So there's a band called Deltron 3030 that are playing at the Commodore tonight. That's a group that features Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Dan the Automator, and Vancouver's own Kid Koala on turntables.
Nice.
So, yeah, they're playing tonight. And just before we started the show, I got an email that I'm going to go do an interview with them. So, yeah.
Very cool. All right, so you want to tee up this first song for us then before you head out?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, Kid Koala, their DJ, he is an absolute wizard on the turntables. And his albums can be like pretty thematic, I guess you'd say. Like he did one called 12-Bit Blues that's just sort of him scratching and playing around with a bunch of old blues records. And so this is a track from 12-Bit Blues. It's called 8-Bit Blues, subtitled Chicago to LA to NY.
All right, let's do it. Kid Koala on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
And calm down. I went through it. find out that I was cutting a record. It warmed me up and made me a big sack of dreams every day. I made it.
We are back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We heard Kid Koala with 8-Bit Blues. He's playing tonight along with Deltron 3030 at the Commodore. Matt Muse is down there doing an interview for us. We'll get to hear a bit of that next week on Discorder Radio. But that was a bit of a part of a 1-2 bluesy set. The song we just heard there was Down at the Bottom by Eric Campbell and the Dirt. Eric Campbell of the band No Sinner. Along with Ian Brown and Colleen Renison. And he's actually playing at the Cobalt. One reason that I wanted to play that track is we were talking about the Halloween tribute theme. Well, here we are just a week later. Well, actually this Sunday, we got a band called All Them Witches from Tennessee. They are playing on Sunday night at the Cobalt, and the opening band is Eric Campbell and the Dirt. There you go. We did actually a great little feature on him in Discorder last November when he did his album release party for, I believe it was the Kill Your Love album release party. It was a pretty wild show there with cake flying around and bodies flying around. It was pretty wild. So that's Eric's little side project when he's not rocking the blues guitar for No Sinner. But yeah, check them out this Sunday night along with All Them Witches at the Cobalt. Okay, so we're done with the recaps. Let's move forward to what's happening this week, specifically what's happening tonight in Vancouver. Of course, it is Tuesday. And what is Tuesday, Liz Holiday?
Shindig.
I like how you say that. Can we make that the new way of introing Shindig every week?
Absolutely.
Love it. Now, this is the third in a series of...
nine?
Is it? Oh, or 13, I think. CJ knows.
I usually know, but they're a hell of a lot.
I heard 27
bands.
So three bands a night.
Yeah.
So nine nights.
Yeah, and then they've got a few they do like a semifinal kind of breakdown. I think all in all, it's 13 nights.
Yes. Oh, all in all.
13 total. But there's
would be.
Yeah, but nine from the start until Christmas, because we're going to do a little holiday break this year. We've already had two big nights. Mm-hmm. With the first one, by the way, the venue, the Hindenburg, I didn't make it to this past week, but I'm loving the Hindenburg, really cool venue, formerly known as Club 23, East Cordova in Gastown. We had Fundamentally Unsound and the Vaporettos putting on great sets, but they paled in comparison to Pale Red, mm-hmm. who won the first Shindig. And then this past weekend, or past Tuesday, sorry, we had Rainboard, Sam Tudor, and Still Creek Murder going head to head to head. Now, Sam Tudor was kind of like the favorite because he's both a writer for Discorder Magazine and a regular here at CITR. But nonetheless, he wasn't as nearly as impressive as Still Creek Murder, who happened to be joining us live on the line right now.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, thank you.
Good stuff. All right. I'm glad everybody's in a happy, laughy mood. Yeah, we've got, now it's Sam and Shay from Still Creek Murder. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Awesome. Congrats on your big win.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, were you intimidated going up against Rainboard and Sam Tudor with all of CITR in his corner?
Sam fed us in the alley, so he was a little intimidated.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding. We adopted him in the alley. It was great. He's an amazing artist. And I was actually kind of worried. I was like, oh, dear. There we go. And Rainboard was also extremely good. So it was, it was an intimidating night.
Nice. Well, what were your expectations going in, and how did the night compare to the expectations?
I actually went in not really knowing what to expect. I'm fairly new to Vancouver's music scene, so I'd never seen Shindig before. And I think, like I mentioned the other night, like in my hometown, live music is a genre of its own. So seeing everyone come out who had, like, I mean, I'm sure most of them had never even heard of us. It was really... I really appreciated how many people came out on a Tuesday night.
Awesome. Well, sometimes low expectations brings on high results.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you mentioned
live life, but
sorry, you mentioned you said the people in my hometown. Now, where is your hometown?
I grew up in Lloydminster, Saskatchewan.
Ah, border town.
Canada's only.
Yes. home of the goat.
Yeah, actually, very true.
Yes.
The goat probably saved my childhood.
The goat is the rock radio station in Lloydminster, for those that are not in the know. And it's probably, I'm wondering if the goat probably had a bit to do with inspiring you to, you know, get your musicianship on the go and come on west to Vancouver.
Yeah, actually, definitely. Because, I mean, nothing against country, but we had about two stations, and they're both achy, breaky, hard stations. And when the goat came out, I was really excited to have just a...
It was your scapegoat out of country, in other words.
Sorry about that.
I just made a really bad joke. I said it was your scapegoat away from country, in other words.
Oh, actually, what? Funds are my lifestyle. Wow.
You know what? I'm glad you guys appreciate that, because I'm getting dirty looks from my co-producers here.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Well, I read a really interesting story about you guys, and you said you met in Vancouver on a mutual curb. Could you please elaborate on this story of how you... had this magical partnership came to be.
The Wood Studio one time for a show, and
it was quite literally on a curb up on the stoop of my doorstep.
Yeah, it was a really late night, and I was hanging out way past the wee hours. And she came out and started talking to me about stuff. And
basically, I tried to kick him out the stoop. But...
Okay, so sorry. First of all, where was this fateful curb that this all went down?
It's out front of the Wood Studio.
Wood Studio, that is, I know the name. Why am I having trouble picturing where it is?
It's nearby Renegade.
What street is that on?
So it's like 2nd in Ontario. It's a recording studio. And that's
Yes. Okay, now I got it. Oh, I totally know where it is now.
I totally know that place. Is that where Pancakes
of course,
and Jam happens?
Yes.
That is Pancakes and Jam, yeah. Yeah, I'm amazed at how quickly Pancakes and Jam.
Oh, Shay, I know you.
Oh, hey, who's this?
This is CJ.
Who is it?
CJ from CITR.
Oh, hey, man.
Wow, what a small world Vancouver is.
Wow.
This is amazing.
This is great.
Yeah, I'll see you in a couple Sundays.
Yeah.
Nice. So how did Trina for us?
Yeah, she is a huge inspiration to the Pancakes and Jam.
Nice. Sorry to derail your story, guys. Okay, now that we have a visual for it, so you're sitting on the curb in front of Wood Studio, 2nd in Ontario. This is a couple years ago when this took place?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Okay, and then what happened?
Then we just started talking about music. I'd been sort of like without a band at that point, and Shay had left her band. And we just decided that the following day or the following week we'd start jamming, and ever since then we've been practicing pretty consistently.
Awesome.
Actually, the dirty detail in that was after we jammed for the first time, neither of us thought that we would continue on. Like, our friends and Sam was like, so how did that jam go? And I was like, yeah, it was really good, but, like, I don't know. We don't really mesh that well. We're pretty opposite. And it turns out that's kind of exactly what we needed to make this work.
Wow. So then what was after that jam, who initiated, like, what was the next point of contact for you guys to get together and be like, no, actually, despite this jam being just somewhat subpar, let's forge ahead with this?
You both kind of just call each other the following day, and you're like, yeah, I guess this works. I guess this is good. And then you just each kind of continue showing up, and eventually the contrast started to sound good together, and we just eventually just made it sound better, and the obligation disappeared, and the want to actually practice just took over.
Awesome.
Like a weird first date. You're like, oh, no, definitely not.
Yeah, but then you just call each other the next week, and you're like, yeah, I guess. I'm not doing anything this night.
Cool. So casual. Classic Vancouver. And the name Still Creek Murder. How did you guys come up with that name?
And
some really creative photos, by the way. I've noticed your Facebook photos is some. You guys look like you're reenacting a Still Creek Murder.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was the most on the nose.
That was a pretty fun day.
We were kind of being sarcastic at that point.
But it's like every night at sundown in Vancouver, in the Lower Mainland, there's like this huge murder of crows that flies, and they're all part of the same group of crows, and they all fly to Still Creek every night in Burnaby. And if you look up at around sundown, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, as we lurch into winter, you can see them all flying. And, you know, it's something that some people don't notice, and once you notice it, you
and see it. That they happen to fly over the studio we rehearse at, so that was kind of fitting.
It was like an omen.
Yeah,
I guess.
Very cool. Awesome, guys. Well, before I let you go, I know you're going to be, at least you've announced on your Facebook page, that you're going to be coming out to Shindig tonight to give leave a little something back. Any advice for any of the bands? Now, by the way, tonight we've got three other great bands. Liz Holliday, I'll get you in this conversation.
Yeah.
So who do we have playing tonight at Shindig?
Tonight we have Revered, Screaming Queens, and The Spheres.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So Shay and Sam, we got three up-and-coming acts tonight playing at the Hindenburg. Do you have any advice for them as they take the stage for the first time?
I suppose given from how Sam Tudor was feeling last weekend, or last Tuesday, I guess, don't go in questioning yourself because everyone's expecting something different. I know he was really worried because he was a solo artist put amongst some harder-sounding bands, but I mean, obviously, everybody was extremely impressed by the thoroughness of his sound. So, yeah, just don't second-guess yourself. Just do what you do, and people are going to love it. Like, no one's judging.
Awesome. Awesome.
That's just, I suppose.
Okay, guys. Well, listen, thanks so much for joining us. And we're going to play some of your music right now. This one's going to take this one off of your EP. I think we're going to play... Well, actually, you know, I was going to play the track Stripes, because that was what I was really enjoying as before the show, but do you have a one that you want us to play in particularly?
Oh, Worst Kept, for sure. That's a good one.
Worst Kept.
We're taking Stripes, that was our music video.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with Worst Kept. So here we go, Still Creek Murder with Worst Kept on Discorder Radio. And thanks so much to Shay and Sam for joining us, and look forward to seeing you guys tonight at the Hindenburg for Shindig number 3.
Yes.
Cheers, guys.
See ya.
For 3 decades, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands Shindig has been host to local bands known and unknown. This year, Shindig leaps into its fourth decade as 27 bands prepare to take the stage. The stakes are high, with artists competing for studio recording time, event showcase spots, and more. Shindig 31 marks CITR's first year at the Hindenburg, so come celebrate with cheap drinks, free pool, great stage, and of course, jokes for beer. Shindig runs every Tuesday until December 16th at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. Cover is only $6. CITR would like to congratulate Still Creek Murder for making it on to the semifinals. Come to Shindig this Tuesday, November 4th for the third round of Shindig 31, featuring future retro synth pop from The Spears, Emmett Hall's experimental project Revered, and experimental queer core from The Screaming Queens.
What up, what up? This is Shad. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Shad, by the way, in that PSA there, got a chance to hang out with him on Halloween as well. He was at one of the Halloween parties I was at.
Hey.
On the Saturday night, I was dressed as Russell Brand, but I'm not going to do my Russell Brand accent, considering I got blasted with my bad Rasta accent.
That's what you were dressed as. Okay.
Yeah, those are the ones that probably appeared on Facebook.
Huh.
Yes, yes. Well, when Halloween falls on a Friday, you know there's going to be a bit of
an after effect. I'd like to take a look at that.
Yes. Oh, check it out. But while you're checking out Facebook, make sure you go to Discorder Radio Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what we're going to try to do is get a picture of all of the Discorder Radio staff and what we look like in our various Halloween costumes. So
I might have to dress up again.
Well, your costume wasn't worthwhile?
Pirates don't pause to take photos. We just pillage.
Is there a mid-pillaging photo?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll at least get one of myself, Liz, and Matt, hopefully.
So you can
check out what the friendly voices you hear on the radio every Tuesday actually look like in their best Halloween garb. Anyways, thanks so much to Still Creek Murder for that great little insight into their band, the band's name, the band's beginnings.
Yeah.
Shay and Sam, they're going to be along tonight as part of Shindig number 3. Funny too, small world, how you know Shay from Pancakes and Jam.
Yeah, absolutely. I've probably met her there a couple of times because I've been there 3 times so far. And one of the times I was cooking egg in the hole.
Yeah.
You know, with the bread and the butter and the egg in the hole.
It's a really cool event. It's a great little community building event.
Really?
Every second Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, they just had it this last Sunday.
Cool. Were you there?
No, I missed it. I was hungover.
It's a great Sunday afternoon activity. It's by donation. It usually goes from about noon to 5 at Wood Studios, 2nd in Ontario. People stop in. There's different musicians. There's no real rules of engagement. Just kind of different bands take turns jamming, and it's just like beautiful people, beautiful souls hanging out.
There's one rule. It's to chill out.
I guess so.
And jam out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there pancakes? Are there actual pancakes?
Of course.
And jam.
And egg in the hole.
Yeah.
There you go.
And tea and butter and coffee and
good
people. It's a very cozy Sunday afternoon affair. Nice, all wood floors. The chilling couches in the corners. Oh. It's a super chill vibe.
People dancing.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
There's anywhere between, 50 to maybe 200 people kind of hanging out.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Actually, quick shout out to Mary Anchetta of Buckman Co., who's actually messaging me as we speak. I actually met her there a couple weeks ago. I know they've been doing some great music things in and around town. So Mary, if you're listening, hey, what's up? Hope to see you at a future Pancakes and Jam. Okay, so back to Shindig.
Yes.
Another great little jam that'll be happening tonight at the Hindenburg, 23 East Cordova. It's our third in a series of many, as we were saying.
Yes.
And we've got 3 new bands, as we do every week, that we're playing at Shindig tonight, Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
CJ, you got a really funny look on your face here.
I just wanted to point out 23 West Cordova.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right.
Because, Vancouver is divided.
This is true. Okay. Thank you. Formerly known as Club 23 West, or Club 23, I think it was. Yes. Tonight, Shindig, 3 new acts. They are The Revered,
mm-hmm.
The Screaming Queens,
yes,
and The Spheres.
Yes.
Yes. I don't really know much about any of these bands, but luckily Liz Holiday, our AP, has been diligently researching.
I am up on it. So Revered is a
great name, by the way. I like that. The Revered.
Revered.
Is it The Revered or
I
Revered?
I think it's just Revered.
Okay. No, I don't like the name as much anymore.
No. Well, maybe they'll change it if you let them know tonight. I believe it's one man, Emmett Hall. He is a composer and frontman anyway, and he's the one who's listed on their Bandcamp page. So I think it's solidly Emmett Hall. But he describes it on their page as pseudo-electro, new wave, pop rock, cathartic nonsense.
Ooh.
So
that's a lot of adjectives. I like that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
This is them in the background a little bit. Let's give a little bit of volume to this. Can you say that again? Explain that one more time.
Pseudo electro, new wave, pop rock, cathartic nonsense.
Oh yeah, there's the nonsense part coming in.
There it is. It's coming in there. So yeah, we have Revered. Then we have Screaming Queens, which is this pretty intense four-piece, queer punk group. Really awesome, pro-trans collective here. Their name is taken from Susan Stryker documentary about the first documented transgender riot in the U.S.
Wow.
So pretty awesome. They describe themselves as power slop with a touch of ambient thrash crunk.
Wow. Power slop?
Power slop. Power slop.
Ambient crunk? What was the other?
Ambient thrash crunk.
Amazing. The explanations alone are enough to make me want to go check out Shinra
tonight. Yeah, it's my favorite thing is reading bands' descriptions of their own sound, because they are generally just very, very interesting and confusing sometimes. So yeah, there's that. And then the third group we have is The Spheres, which is a local five-piece, and they describe themselves as alternative post-alt, or maybe neo-contemporary, or future retroism, or post-music.
Wow.
All these things.
Or maybe the most radio-friendly that we can play here on
Discord.
Possibly,
yes. I personally described them as that they sound like something that would soundtrack a John Hughes movie.
Oh, yeah. That's what we got in that whole tailspin earlier.
Started talking about John Hughes because, I can't stop when I get started. But, yeah, they are probably the most radio-friendly. So this is going to be This Modern Life by The Spheres.
Okay, let's do it. And you're listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
Thinking, oh my God, who is this really? not a perfect fit. It's comfort that you choose. And hope they look decent too. And when they will wait to die on a porch with all our wives and kids and friends. I'm thinking, oh my God.
To Kane McKenzie.
And you're listening to David Jordan.
And you're listening to Andrew Hutzelaff
from We Are the City. Discorder Radio
on CITR
1019.
Hell yeah, also.
We're back on Discorder Radio. Thank you to the gentleman in We Are the City for that great little station ID. We heard the track I Am Are You from the album Violent, which is the album of the same name as the film Violent, which was directed by the three members of We Are the City, I guess lead director being Andrew Huselak, the drummer. And there's a great little write-up in the brand new November issue of Discorder magazine. It's been a nice little film review by James Gordon King with a nice little illustration by Sharon Coe. Page 13 in your brand new copy of Discorder magazine, found Oliver Vancouver. Looking real good. Congrats to JC Gibb and the rest of the Discorder team for putting together another great piece of physical media for us here in Vancouver, and which is the reason that we're sitting here as Discorder Radio. It's because of Discorder magazine. There you go.
Absolutely.
And one of the events, no, actually we already talked about Shindig. So, that's a segue I'm not going to use, but we will talk about what's in Discorder magazine this month.
Yes.
Always lots of great features on lots of great up and coming bands. And you have been nose to the grindstone reading this thing.
Absolutely. Nose to the grindstone.
Yeah. What has stood out to you so far in the magazine as you've been going along?
This month we have a lovely little feature on Colin Cowan, who happens to be the bass guitarist in Data Plan, which is the cover band and that our first story is about.
Ah.
But he has his own separate little feature because apparently this guy is in like 11 bands.
Wow.
So, busy man.
Sounds like Adam Fink. Who played, I wanted to mention this off the top, but Adam Fink played drums in three of the four bands on Friday night as part of the Come Friday Halloween tribute band.
And he is also the only one who tweeted us about a possible Halloween costume for the three of us. So Adam Fink is a big fan.
Yes. Shout out to you. Well done, man. Three different bands. Awesome.
Good job, Adam. So Colin Cowan, he's doing this project right now where he is releasing four seasonally inspired albums over the course of 4 years. So last year he released an album called Fall Paths. And this year, he's got this new one coming out called Eye of Winter. And it's obviously about winter. He usually plays with his band, The Elastic Stars. So I believe it's some of the members of that are on this. And he calls it an introspective reflection of a personal and mental state of winter.
Mm.
So we are going to play a song called Whispers to Rockefeller from that album. If you're interested, if you're liking what you're hearing, he is doing a free Eye of Winter release party on November 28th at the Lido. So definitely keep that on your radar. Go to check that out. But this is Whispers to Rockefeller.
On Discorder Radio on CITR.
Thank you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
CITR and UBC Film Society come together again this November 7th to bring you a screening of School of Rock at the Norm Theater, featuring live music from the Chris Goodchild Band, the Scuffs, and ATSI.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
School of Rock, live music, cheap beverages.
Read between the lines, Theo. Read between the lines!
The screening and show will take place this Friday, November 7th. Doors at 7, first band at 7:30. Screening at 8 p.m. The event will be $5 for CITR and FilmSoc members and $10 for non-members.
Let's rock today.
This is Drew Gonzalez from Cobo Town, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back in Discorder Radio. Now the brand new single from the Courtneys, Mars Attacks, on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, the brand new single from a favorite here, a local favorite at CITR. That was the Courtneys. Their new album, Mars Attacks, is kicking off with the release party this upcoming Friday night at the Fox Cabaret, featuring a bunch of other artists, including Bobby Drano and Young Brazed. And by the way, that voice you heard during the bridge, that was Young Brazed doing his thing along with the Courtneys. A nice little collaboration. $10 for that show this Friday night at the Fox with the Courtneys. Another show happening we want to talk about on Friday night is happening right here at UBC at the Norm Theater. It's now this is really cool. I thought it was just going to be a performance of some local UBC bands, but it's so much more. Liz, help elaborate for us.
It is the School of Rock Beverage Garden. So the Norm is going to be
Beverage Garden. It is the not, beverage not beer garden. Garden. We got to be clear about
beverages.
That.
Beverages. So maybe there's more than one beverage, but they're going to be playing School of Rock. It's a combined effort between CITR and the UBC Film Society. So there'll be doors open at 7. The first band, the Scuffs, I believe, is going to be starting at 7:30, and then they're starting a screening of School of Rock at 8. And then there's an intermission where the Chris Goodchild Band and At Sea will also be playing. It is $5 for CITR members and $10 for everyone else. $10 is a totally good amount to pay for a movie and a beverage garden and some sweet live tunes. Yeah. So definitely check that out.
It's like part concert, part movie showing, all rock and roll, all good times.
Oh, yes.
And it's happening this Friday right here at UBC at the Norm Theater. Mm-hmm. Same night as the Courtneys album release. Another show happening this weekend we want to mention before we head off is these guys who've played here at UBC. They're called the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. They will be playing at the Commodore this Saturday night. Show is doors 8 o'clock, $20 to go check them out. A great band. And before we end off the show, just thanks again everybody who is involved this week. Liz Holiday, Matt Muse, DJ CJ, Flex Your Head coming up next with Mike. And I guess that's it for us on Discord Radio. We will talk to you next week for our Remembrance Day special. But here we go to close off the show. Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, rolling with the punches, because that's how we roll right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Yeah.